themselves were saved, baptized, and now all of a sudden put in a nice special community where only, you know, there's going to be doing things all the time. I mean, they were individuals that, like us, have jobs, have responsibilities, have families, have many things that are going on that are going to distract us. And yet they were able to continue. The Lord gave them help. And, you know, even back then, they were breaking bread daily from house to house. That was their characteristic. So they probably went to work. They probably heard a lot of bad things. They probably got involved to some degree in things that they probably didn't want to get involved in. And yet they were able to continue to set that. And I want to just bring in this other word, and that is priorities. They, no doubt, had all these things that we have today. They're not different. And the Lord Jesus prayed the Father, not that they would, that we would take them out of the world, but that we would leave them in the world. It would have been wonderful if, after having getting saved, that the Lord Jesus would just take us right out of the world. And that wasn't his purpose. He prayed to the Father that he would keep us in the world and help us to not be like them, to stand out, to be different. And the thing here is that they set their priorities amongst these four things. While they had many other things pressing on them and taking from their time from here and there, this was their priority. These four things was their priority. And I want to challenge us. When the midweek meeting comes on Tuesday and on Wednesday, and I know we have many other responsibilities, be it school, be it family, be it work, whatever it is, how are we setting our priorities? Do we say that the midweek meeting, I have to be there because the saints of God were there, I want to continue steadfastly, I want to be at the prayer meeting, I want to be at the... I go to the breaking of bread, wonderful, we break bread, we're there Sunday morning. But then Sunday night comes and the meeting's cut in half. You go to Tuesday night and the meeting's cut in a fourth. Why is that? Where are we? May the Lord help us. May He encourage us to be steadfast. You know, we have taken a stand for Christ, and we want to continue steadfastly with them. We don't want to be like those that just show up Sunday morning and are missing the rest of the week. It's not enough. It's not enough to just have that one leg. It's not going to get us through the week. We need all four legs, and we need to continue it. And the fellowship part, you know, when we're not getting together on Thursday, because there's nothing going on Thursday, we can come together with our friends. Some of us do that locally in my meeting. We come together, even if we're enjoying, you know, non-biblical things specifically. You know, we're not sitting studying the Bible. We're enjoying the fellowship of other Christians. And nothing beats that. Nothing beats that. So when we're not at the prayer meeting, we're not at the breaking of bread, we're not at the ministry meeting, we've done all those things throughout the week, there's other opportunities for fellowship. Let's look for them, let's find them, let's enjoy them, and let's continue steadfast in them. And it's really all about setting priorities. I know for myself, there are times when I'm tired. Driving home after a long day of work, there is the meeting exit, there is the work exit. It's easy just to get off at the home exit. And the Lord understands I'm tired today, had a rough day at work. But you know what? When we go to the meeting, we never leave disappointed. We never leave disappointed. The Lord will reach us. He will meet us. He will help us. He will encourage us when we show that we have a desire to be involved in His things. So the Lord will help us. So may the Lord encourage us to set our priorities. To set our priorities and to enjoy all four of these things and not miss any of them.
Just to round this off, and I think it's good, this brother made a point here. I'm not where I am because of fate or an accident. I'm where I am because the Lord, in His discipline and training of me and my life, has put me in these circumstances now. He's put me there that I might become stronger as I walk with Him. Now, as Tony was speaking a minute ago, I thought immediately of Daniel. Daniel, there he was. We studied him a few years back. He was away from home. There was nobody watching him. There was no fellowship. And initially, it appears to have been on his own part. He purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. Pretty soon, the Lord brought others to him. Pretty soon, we found there were others that were sharing in that exercise. Now, I find in the Word of God that it's relatively easy to start right. It's more difficult to run right. Ye did run well. Who hath hindered you that you do not obey the truth? This was the word to the Galatians. Finally, from Paul's second epistle to Timothy, I have fought. What was it?
The good fight.
Oh, it's a fight. It is a battle that we're in. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. And he could say, I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me. Isn't that wonderful? You say, how did Paul go on? What was it that made that man tick? Henceforth, there is laid up for me. a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Ah, but then he says, wait a minute, Timothy. This is not just for me, but he says unto all them that love his appearing. So here were priorities that were set right. Here was a man that was living in this world looking for another world. Now I'm going to say a little something about fellowship that some of you may look at me a little askance or askew about. I want to speak about the fellowship of your home. How many here break bread? How about the fellowship with your mother and your father, your brothers and your sisters? My kids are the best of friends. I'll tell you that. You look at the dinner table here, and if you see my kids here, you know you'll find a lot of the times they're together. They want to be with one another. And I think of that relationship between you and your parents. Sometimes it's strained, I know that, but I can say to you that there ought not, under normal circumstances of the Christian home, to be a better friend than a young sister's mother or a young brother's father. Are we trying to nurture those relationships in our homes? The Israelites had light in their dwelling in the midst of darkness. So I encourage you along these lines. One, those that we fellowship with when we're off work, and then when we're in the home setting, that we're enjoying Christ with those in the family. Now, let's move on, if we could, a little bit here. How is this fellowship that we enjoy expressed in this world? It's a world of darkness. It's a world of all kinds of problems. But here are those that are united. They're centered around Christ. How is it that they express this fellowship in this world that we're living in? Ah, I come to this wonderful thing. I want to be with my Lord. In the breaking of bread. Okay? In the breaking of bread, we come together. I've said this to Tony and others. I haven't come there because I have to. I haven't come there because I'm supposed to. I come there because I want to be with my Lord. My heart is drawn to Him. It's out of affection that I'm coming there. And, you know, this is the greatest thing that keeps and preserves you and I as we maintain this living, loving relationship with the one that has died for us. Others would join in and help us a little bit on this.